Fred Film Radio, New York Film Festival, United States.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Samantha Sartori at the 57th New York Film Festival, here with Tania Cipriano, whose documentary, Born to Be, was selected this year. Hi, Tania, and thank you for being with us today.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here.
Your movie follows the work of Dr. Ting at Mount Sinai Hospital. Can you tell us a little bit about the movie and how did you decide to make a movie about transgender-related care and services?
The producer approached me about the film, and so I was introduced to the doctor on the first day I met the producer. The idea was that the Center for Transgender Medicine and Surgery had just opened in New York, and they thought about maybe making a film that would go in there and try to document the beginning of the center together with the patients. Michelle Kuhayashi, the producer, she had just heard about the number of suicide attempts in that community, which is almost 48%. And she became very concerned and thought that maybe a film could be made that would help that community. So I went in there with Dr. Ching to meet the people, that you know, the patients that were coming to the center. And on my day two, I saw that this doctor was a special person and decided to then include him in the film, which took a while because he did not want to be in the film.
And it was difficult to convince him.
Yes, it was. It took like quite a few months to do it. But there was something about that I saw that could be done by following him, because there are a lot of documentaries about the transgender experience, but what I thought that it would, what he could bring to the film is the point of view of somebody that knows nothing about their community and then learns about them and then falls in love and becomes an advocate. So for me, that was a very important way to be able to follow this story. So the documentary follows this doctor as he's learning the surgeries, becomes one of the top guys in the country, and also some of the patients going through different surgeries, through surgical transition, but for different things.
How did you choose the stories to add to the movie?
For me, it was important. Well, the transgender community is very diverse and also very divided about this issue. You know, there are a lot of people that do not believe that the surgery is the way to go. But for people who need the surgery and want the surgery, it was very important to find those individuals that for them it mattered a lot. And then as far as diversity, of course, I will never be able to represent everybody in this film, but I try to find the ones that were alone, the ones that had family support, the ones that didn't, the ones that have a partner, and the ones that hope to find a partner after the transition. We have also women of the same age and women that are older, women that are younger. But the way that I found them was really trying to see, number one, that they were doing a surgery that was a special surgery at that point. For example, we filmed the doctor's first facial feminization surgery. Like most of the surgeries that we film, they're actually kind of historical for New York.
Absolutely.
We filmed like the first phalloplasty that was done on that hospital. So it was a combination of the surgery and also the person that was there, making sure that we would cover diversity.
How difficult was it to have the authorization to shoot in the hospital?
We were very, very fortunate because by Michelle going to Jess, Dr. Jess Ching, and then Dr. Ching introduced us to the president of Mount Sinai, Dr. David Rich, and because the center was just starting, I think that the hospital felt that it was a good thing to document. I still don't understand myself about why they gave us so much. I mean, it is pretty incredible. I mean, as you saw in the film, you know, we are inside of the clinics, we're inside of surgery rooms, and people really welcomed us on those spaces. And at one time, nobody even noticed that we were there. But We had incredible access.
We all hope this movie can help Dr. Ting find doctors interested in learning from him. There been any updates since you finished the movie?
One of the goals of the film is to be able to show in medical schools and to, how do you say, to give, to inspire young doctors into this medicine, into this, because it is true, like, even the Hospital of Mount Sinai is the first academic hospital in the country to have a program for fellowship. The fellow that we show in our film is actually the first fellow in the country, and she had to go for over 1 year trying to find somebody to teach her those surgeries. So right now, I think that, you know, we are in a place that is very, also very historical in this country. For the first time ever, if you were poor, you can do these surgeries. And that's because, you know, of what happened during the Obama era. So, you know, before, if you wanted to have the surgeries, you either had to have money or travel overseas. And what's incredible about what's happening is that now you don't only have Caitlyn Jenner's in Hollywood doing the surgeries, but you also have Mahogany in Brownsville here in New York, you know, who is on welfare and all of that. So, well, what's happening right now, then, it's like this big storm where you have, you know, just thousands of patients, literally, that are looking for doctors and looking for places to do the surgeries because now insurances are covering, but there are not enough doctors. So the purpose of the film is also to be distributed inside of the medical community and to hospitals and, you know, and schools, medical schools. So it will inspire doctors to go into this field.
What was the most difficult challenge in the making of this movie?
My head goes to two places. I mean, one, I think it was, but I think that maybe the most important one was thinking about how to also protect, you know, the characters in the film. The people that, I made sure from the very beginning, if somebody wanted, would agree to be on the film, that they had to say their name, they would have to be comfortable with showing their body parts, and for us to be in that room, you know, like those rooms are so tiny. So the camera, when it was there, I mean, everything was out and open, but it's like, how do you, how do I protect them from that? And then also what they're going through during that process. I became close to all of them. Like, you know, I really became, and I am their friend today and family for some of them. But it's like I felt like that, for example, the nudity in the film, let's talk about it. It's like it was one thing that we had to almost reframe all of the film. Like there's a huge part of the film where we reframe to take the nudity out. Even though people give you access to something, it doesn't mean you have to use it in full. And I felt like if I was to use the nudity, I would have to choose. I would only use if it was part of the narrative, and that's what you see in the film. There are only two times in the film where you get to see, and it's because they have to be there to tell something. And the same thing of what they would speak. I mean, like, you know, these people are giving their lives, they're sharing their full lives to you, and they have really become to trust me. So it's like, I think it's the part of protecting them and making sure that whatever I show will be something that they're proud of.
Do you have a release date for the movie, where we can watch the movie?
Well, we have just, I cannot believe still that we're here at the New York Film Festival. I mean, this was really like a dream. If you came to me and said, do you want to go to Sundance? I'm sorry, I love those people. But this for me is like, you know, I've been coming to this festival forever, and I'm so happy to be here at the New York Film Festival for the premiere of the film. From here, we're going to the Hamptons, and then we have a couple more festivals this year. But we just got a sales agent that is shopping around for, you know, for a distributor. And we have heard some good news already, but it's all still in the works, so people are going to have to wait.
Yesterday, there was the world premiere of the movie. Can you talk a little bit about the reaction of the audience?
It was amazing. It was amazing. I have to say that it was amazing because, like, you know, we got a standing ovation, and there were a lot of people very emotional in that room. But I have to say that for me, to see my characters on that stage and to see this, to see the people that I have followed for these years and people that have been so discriminated against, have had such horrible lives, their parents have thrown them outside of their homes, you know, like they don't have, so a lot of them don't have homes. And to see them on that stage being celebrated and respected and loved, it was, for me, one of the most, the response was wonderful, but what I got from seeing the characters on the stage was an experience I'll never forget.
Thank you so much. Thank you to Tania Cipriano for being with us today. From the New York Film Festival 2019, I'm Samantha Sartori, and this is FredFilm Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.